Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is May 2nd, 2021. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for May 2021. But before we begin, a note to all viewers, the weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. Mercury normally only takes a bit more than 2 weeks to transit through a sign, but due to going through a retrograde phase 3 times a year, Mercury will, on occasion, spend as much as 2 months in a sign. And that's the case now. Mercury entered sidereal Taurus at the end of April. Then, as it moves through the sign, the planet appears to slow down. It slips out of Taurus on May 25th, then goes into a retrograde phase on May 29th, and returns to Taurus on June 2nd, and doesn't get out of Taurus until July 6th. So we all get to experience Mercury in Taurus for over 2 months. This is not a bad thing. Taurus is a stable sign, one of the Earth signs. Earth signs are based in tangible realities. Mercury in Taurus is the planet of rational thinking in the sign of materialism and wealth. Mercury is also the planet of making decisions and transactions. Mercury's transit in Taurus is good for business. While transiting in Taurus during May, Mercury will be accompanied by Venus, which enters this sign on May 4th. Since Venus is the ruler of Taurus, and Mercury and Venus are friends in Vedic astrology, this is a good combination that brings, mostly, positive energy for the significations of Mercury and Venus. For instance, Mercury is the media, Venus is entertainment. Taurus likes art and beauty, so people start going to the movies again. Mercury is transactions. Venus is finance. Taurus is material wealth. So, this is good for the economy. Even though Mercury isn't under any direct negative aspect from another planet during its transit in Taurus, it is absorbing the malefic energy of Mars. Mars is transiting in Mercury's sign Gemini for the entire month. This makes Mercury the dispositor of Mars, and that means that the energy of the planet of force and aggression gets transferred to the planet of communications, which disturbs the normally rational, reasonable Mercury and makes Mercury act more erratically, and potentially express itself with force and anger. Mercury will also be combining with Rahu, the north node of the moon, one of the eclipse points, which has been in Taurus since last September. This puts the planet of rational thinking and linear reasoning together with the significator of the demon. And remember, demons don't play fair. This can be somewhat problematic, since Rahu has great desire, which can blind rational Mercury, causing confusion and irrational thinking. Mercury is the planet of communications and the media. Mercury with demon Rahu can lead to misleading reports. But on the plus side, Rahu is also the power of innovation and transformation. Combined with the planet of ideas gives us transformative thinking, exciting ideas. The exact conjunction of Mercury and Rahu will be on May 10th at 16 degrees sidereal Taurus. Thus, the second week of May will be best for some new kind of thinking. Mercury will edge out of Taurus and into Gemini on May 26th, but just for one half a degree, and then appears to stop moving, and then begins its retrograde phase on May 29th, subsequently backing back into Taurus on June 2nd, where it will spend the rest of its retrograde during the first 3 weeks of June. I'll be doing a special report on Mercury's retrograde period later this month. Venus spends nearly all of May in its own sign, Taurus. It's the planet of value in the sign of materialism, which works well for the economy, for the financial sector, and for the markets, as well as for other significations of Venus, such as art and entertainment, romance, sociability, agreement, and so on. Taurus is a sign that values stability. Taurus is a bit conventional. The Taurian emphasis on stability, prosperity, and societal norms will be a welcome interval from some of the recent chaos. Taurus is also appreciative of the sensual world. Venus is the planet of pleasures. So, with this combination, there's a big emphasis on having a good time. The only snag may be Rahu, the eclipse point, which is also transiting in this sign. Rahu is the energy of the demon. Demons have a lot of ambition, especially for wealth, and aren't particularly worried about how they get what they want. In other words, demons are corrupt. So this leads to excess, greed, and questionable behavior, especially while the Venus-Rahu conjunction is close to exact, which will be in the middle of the month. Venus is the planet of negotiations, compromise, and agreement. Rahu has an ends justifies the means approach to getting what it wants. Rahu can be dishonest. This combination can lead to some bad faith agreements. Venus will be exactly conjunct Rahu on May 17th at 16 degrees Taurus. Venus stays in Taurus until almost the end of the month, when it will then enter Gemini on May 28th. Towards the end of the month, we get a celestial special event. There's a total lunar eclipse. A lunar eclipse happens when the Sun and the Moon simultaneously arrive at the crossover points of their apparent paths in the heavens, with the Earth lining up exactly in between, which casts a shadow on the full moon. The lunar cycle begins this month with an Aries new moon on May 11th. Note that this new moon is accompanied by Uranus, the planet of unexpected events, which is sort of foreshadowing what could be coming. 2 weeks later, on the day of the full moon, the Earth will line up exactly in between the Sun and the Moon, and there will be a total lunar eclipse on May 26th, 11th degree of Scorpio. Note how the full moon is just 4 degrees from Ketu. That's the south node of the moon, in other words, one of the crossover points of the path of the Sun and the path of the Moon. This eclipse will be happening mostly over the Pacific Ocean, but people on the west coast of North America will get to see it in the west before dawn. People in Australia will see it after sunset in the east. The ancient peoples feared eclipses. They were considered portentous, in other words, signifying that something bad was going to happen in the near future. And it turns out, a lot of times, that is what happens, but not always. It seems the potential for an event is more likely when a planet subsequently transits through the eclipse degree. This time, there's nothing coming up in the next few months that transits through 11 degrees Scorpio, other than the moon itself each month, so maybe there's nothing to worry about. However, if an eclipse falls within a degree of a natal planet or important point in a person's chart, that individual will experience some effects. So here's something interesting. President Joe Biden has 10 degrees Scorpio as his ascendant degree. That means that the May 26th eclipse will fall just a degree from a critical point in his chart. According to the rules of Vedic astrology, it's quite likely that he'll be going through some changes during the next few months. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for May 2021, and now, a reminder, you have been watching Astrology News Reports once a month free public video. If you would like to see this month's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. If $20 a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's a description of what's coming up in this month's videos. May 9th, Venus, Mercury, and Rahu in Taurus, and the effects for each rising sign chart. May 16th, the upcoming transits and their effects on the chart of President Joe Biden. May 23rd, Mercury retrograde, and the effects for each rising sign chart. May 30th, a preview of planetary patterns for June 2021. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so here's the link for your donation. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comments section below. Thank you. And until next week.